What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Chelsea Echo. Welcome to your match review of Chelsea 1, Everton 0. A good game by Chelsea. Rami Alavia played extremely well in midfield. I personally wasn't too sure about it. Seeing him start, I thought I'd want to save him for what I said were pivotal games on Twitter. Despite this game pivotal, I want to see him maybe in a Forest or a Newcastle, but hopefully he remains fit enough to be able to play in all those games because he was so important. Nicholas Jackson breaks his goal drought and absolutely smashes it into the back of the net to give Chelsea the victory over the Toffees, extending David Moyes' run to 20 games where he has not won at Stamford Bridge. A big result for the Blues in the top five race. And I'm going to pass you over to Dan because I'm sure he's got so much more to add to the most un-Maresca-like performance I've seen so far this season. So much joy, so much drive. I'll pass you over to Dan. Willy Caballero, the end of the season.
So a big, big 3 points. I think that's, once again, a bit like Fulham and a bit like most of Chelsea's wins. Kind of the most important thing, reflecting on it. But I think there were some more substantial things to touch on with this performance. I thought, obviously, Nicholas Jackson instinctively finishing like that, given he hasn't scored a goal since December, is huge. But I think the player... Well, there were two players that stood out to me today. I think defensively and kind of overall man of the match for me was Trevor Chalobah. I thought Trev was outstanding. I thought defensively dominant, aerially dominant against a team that want to hit the ball long, want to try and make you feel awkward, try and undermine you in that physical sense. I thought Trev was just outstanding. I mean, really proving why he's such a reliable centre-back at this stage of the season. The other player I want to speak about is Noni Manuake, given this is a guy who started on the left side. And it's one of those things that frustrates me sometimes with footballers where I think even Palmer can be accused of this, is they don't like having to shoot on their weaker foot, and so it kind of becomes pretty predictable. I actually think it's a real good sign that Noni on multiple occasions today looked like he was willing to take a shot on these, on his weaker foot, because I think an accusation of him this time last year was it's predictable when he's on the right, he wants to cut onto that left side and shoot. The fact that he's now got that in his weapon and it forced Pickford into two brilliant saves during the game, I think is a real good sign that this is a guy who wants to develop his game, wants to add more tools to his skill set and show that he can be still as impactful on the left side. Of course, Robert Sanchez made some key saves in this game, but I think Trev, man of the match for me, and Noni, I just think that extra maybe touch to his game, I think is a really good sign. Hopefully we see a bit more of it and gives Maresca another option on that left side, which has been troublesome for him in recent weeks.